Now, yesterday, myself and Emma were actually quite busy after work, and our boss came in and was just like, guys, you know, Jazzy? You know the incredible DJ Jazzy? We have her to interview me, and Emma were like, oh, we can't do it because we're so busy. Ah, Fiona's there. And Fiona picked up and she was like, I'll do it, sir. I'll do it, teacher.
You know, she's such a lick.
Say yes to everything when you're first in the door.
So yeah. Fiona went and interviewed Jazzy on your own. Fair play to you, by the way. Big
scared.
Moment. It was all to celebrate Jazzy's new tune. It's called Closer to the Floor, and it sounds like this. Stepping two by two. Good vibes, isn't
it?
Really fun.
Bit of a
banger.
I really
like that.
Baby's first interview. How did Fiona get on interviewing Jazzy? Here we go.
Jazzy, hello. You are very welcome to Fully Charged. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, of course. Sorry, you might have seen producer Callum setting up my mic and everything there because it's literally my fourth day on the job. I've just joined Fully Charged. I'm brand new, but I've been... set into the deep end. The other presenters thought it would be good to just leave me on my own to interview you, but I'm delighted. Straight in, no kissing, which I love. So please bear with me. But they did tell me that the last time they interviewed you, you were on a beach in Ibiza. So I'm just wondering, are you anywhere similarly?
I wish I was. No, Ibiza hasn't started for me yet.
Okay, so where are you today?
I'm in Dublin, at home.
Love it. In the box room?
Yeah, in the box room.
It's glam in its own way. Amazing. So we've listened to the track, love it. Obviously a 90s vibe, kind of, obviously it was sampling that 90s track, What Would We Do by DSK. So it does feel a bit more kind of laid back compared to some of your, like, Giving Me, Feel It, and some of your other massive songs. Does it feel like a bit of a departure or something slightly different for you this time around?
So we made this one like November last year, which was kind of around the time No Bad Vibes came out, so I was kind of still in that afro feeling. And yeah, I just love it. It's giving chill summer vibes, and it felt like a really good one to come after No Bad Vibes too. It's kind of like its sister.
Yes. Definitely summer vibes. Like, you can, and like, I feel like so many of your songs are, you can really just picture it, like, at a festival, crowd losing their minds, packed out dance floor. Do you feel like you make music sometimes with that in mind? Like, are you picturing, like, bucket hats, plastic cups, everyone vibing in the sun?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely close my eyes in the studio and imagine if I would dance to this myself, you know, if I heard it, what would I think?
So I saw a clip of the music video. Obviously, you're looking absolutely incredible. Braces still intact, as I see. When are the braces due to come off?
They're actually coming off this year.
No way.
Yeah, just finishing up I'm on the last part of my treatment now, so.
How do you feel?
We'll be saying goodbye.
I feel like they're such a trademark now. Like, would you be, they just,
I know, that's what so many
good.
People say to me now. It's going to be so funny when I get them off.
How long have you had them?
Like four or five years, I think.
Wow. I was very random. I worked at a dentist before I started this job doing social media, and I feel like that's a long time in this day and age, because I had my braces for around that long. But they're part of you at this stage. Like, are you gonna be?
Yeah, they've been with me on my whole music journey.
You need to do like a formal reveal of the new teeth. Like, do you have a plan for that? I feel like that's like a PR moment all in its own.
Yeah, I'll definitely make a day of it.
Oh my God, for sure. So I'm sure obviously you meet a lot of fans, but obviously one notable fan in the last few months was Dory from the Late Late Toy Show. I follow her and her mom on TikTok. I'm obsessed. And I saw her the morning after the toy show, like, with her cup of tea, breaking down everything that happened. She had her Jazzy t-shirt. I'm not going to lie, I immediately went online and purchased, because I was like, she just is rocking it. The hair matches the Jazzy, like, font. It was so good. How is it meeting fans? Is it still crazy? Obviously, she's probably maybe younger than the usual. Any standout fan moments for you?
I mean, she was a big one for me. She obviously does social media and stuff. So when I figured out that was her, I was like, oh, that is like just a perfect little girl. It was so nice to meet her, and she was so funny as well.
Oh my God, she's hilarious. Like, the zingers she comes out with. Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's a lovely little girl.
Oh, that's amazing. And so what's the vibe around Crumlin these days? Is there still like a massive response, or are people just like, there's Jazzy, just treating you normal, kind of?
I'm hoping it'll get a little chiller. Like, I feel like everyone's met me now, but still people come up and they're like, can we get a picture with you? And I'm like, you've gotten 3 this week.
Stop. There must be some sort of like jazzy leaderboard. Like, how many pictures can you get? Because my co-host Emma was saying she saw you recently in Ashleaf hitting up the Big Duns. Because I live on Crumlin Road myself. Random content. Are you? I don't know if you've been following the development of the new Crumlin Shopping Centre. That's obviously my main.
It looks so weird. It looks so weird and empty.
I literally grew up in that shopping centre. Like, that's where my mum took me to do our shopping.
Like, your achievements in the last few years are just insane. Like, biggest female Irish artist on Spotify, surpassing like Sinead O'Connor, Enya. Like, do you ever just have a moment where you're like, my life is insane?
Yeah, no, honestly, every day when I wake up, I always think about it, like, and just for it all to happen so fast for me as well is crazy. But I feel very grounded. I'm not about that.
Is there anything that is like, did you treat yourself to any bougie moment or anything that you're like, yeah, I deserve this?
But I mean, I'm not, I don't have any Louis Vuitton bags or anything like that yet, but there's some stuff I want to do first, like a house and a wedding, before I can justify spending that kind of money on a bag. Or, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I just feel a little bit, I need to adult right now.
Adult now, bougie later. Get it trending. That is literally the slogan. Do you think, are you wanting to buy a house in Ireland or
something? I am, yeah. I'm just in the process right now. So hopefully soon I will be housed, yeah.
I love it. Oh my God. So is it going house first, then wedding, or?
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Jazzy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Huge congrats on the new song. It's an absolute banger. And good luck in all the festivals. I'm sure I'll see you if I'm lucky.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. It was lovely chatting to you.
No worries. Thank you. Bye, Jazzy. New music now. My nude.
This is new to the Spin playlist. Just made me think Jazzy hated us. She loves you.
Yeah. Are we friends now? Should I text her?
Yeah. She's got a new best friend. Jazzy and Fiona. Friend. Up a tree.
Jazzy friend.
2 days ago, she thought she was called Snazzy.
Now she's all the gossip. She's going to be a homeowner in Dublin getting married soon. Nice one, Fiona.
I love Snazzy.
I think I'm going to be bridesmaid. Is it too soon?